Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Rick Maurer is here. Rick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? And also Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and many other words of wisdom that he's published in different forms over the years. He's one of the top business consultants that I know, and he's our good friend Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. One of the things that that I've been talking a lot about for several years already now, Rick, is the difference between success and sustained success.
Yeah.
And we hear about 15 minutes of fame. We hear about all the companies that are flashes in the pan, that the one hit wonders. You know, and they're noted for their success at that moment, but having success and sustaining success are two different things, isn't it?
You know, it sure is, and it's something that as you're suggesting, is really difficult, and a lot of organizations don't have it. I mean, if you think of the classic management book, In Search of Excellence, a lot of those top companies are no longer top companies or
right.
don't exist,
right.
like People's Airlines. And it's not that there was anything wrong with what Peters and Waterman were doing. It's the world keeps changing, and it's hard for organizations to keep up. That's why I was really fascinated.
I'm going to push back on one thing. When you said it's hard for them to keep up, what is hard for them to do is it's hard for them to stop falling in love with how they've been doing business and start asking customers and believing when customers tell you that they want something different from what you've fallen in love with. You know, one of the things I say all the time is it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And you've been observing a global company that we all know very well, and you've been observing their sustained success for how many decades now?
Well, you're talking about Honda, and mm-hmm. I used to drive Hondas. I had a Civic, I had a couple of Accords. And the only reason I switched, by the way, is I just wanted something a little less conservative, but I really like Hondas. I mean, they were reliable.
Yeah.
And I'd switched. It was hard for me to switch from American cars, but at the time, you know, you bought them for 2 or 3 years, and here was a car I could own for 10.
Right.
Well, there's a new book that just came out called Driving Honda, and I learned some stuff I didn't know about the company, because Toyota gets all the press for its commitment to quality
right.
over three decades. Honda was formed in the late 1940s. It has never lost money.
Wow.
Ever. I mean, now,
and
some
it,
of
and
the
as I think about it,
had,
I don't
struggled.
Remember. I don't remember any recall crises either in their company.
No, I think they've had
Toyota
recalls.
Has had, but I mean not
right.
like not anything like Toyota or GM no. or any of those guys.
I know, and it's just stunning. And also, they have some of the most productive manufacturing plants in the world.
It manifests in year after year, decade after decade, the Accord is the number one chosen car, alternating with the Taurus. I remember the Ford Taurus.
Yeah.
Those two were neck and neck for like 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. And it was, it was amazing. And actually, Taurus is a great story for Ford. We could talk about that some
right.
other time.
Yeah.
Because they were the first to kind of crack and say, no, you need to look at Camry, Accord, and Taurus. But nevertheless, you're right about Honda. I mean, they just build a good car. a good solid car, and
right.
it's yeah.
And so, what do you attribute that? Give us one example as we go to the break. Give us one
yep.
example that we can expand on a little bit that in the next segment that you consider to be the key to their success.
Yeah.
Their sustained success.
Yeah, a big thing is the founder himself said you need to be there, meaning. If you're going to design something or you're going to fix it, you've got to be on the floor. You've got to see it. And I can tell you something about a Formula One that they developed after the break to show you there. But he believes that you just don't do it from behind closed doors or looking at your computer screen. You actually have to be there and see the people and see the parts.
So if you're running a plant, if you're running the business, you don't do it from the ivory towers. You get down where you might actually get a little grease splattered on you, right?
Yes, well said.
And Rick, give us your website, please.
Sure thing. RickMaurer.com, RickMaurer.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.